At last we are really on the magic island of the South Seas. However, it seems to be not a place of beauty and peace, as the islands are thought of, but a sinister and foreboding fortress, the stronghold of a terrible scientific colony. Jerry Hall, Mrs. Patricia Gregory, and Captain Tex Bradford have been allowed to see the little girl whom they came to find. The girl is Joan Gregory, long-lost daughter of Patricia Gregory. Mother and daughter have been given a moment of privacy in the tiny room the girl occupies on the Isle of Euclidea, the Magic Island.
I'm so happy to have found you, my dear, that nothing else matters to me. I can even bear being a prisoner here if I may only be with you, my dear little Joan.
And I'm so happy to be with you, Mrs. Mother. But it all seems so strange. I'm called Cleostra here. All of our names have to do with scientific things, and yet you call me Joan. And somehow it seems that I have always been Joan.
You have to me, dear. You've always been my little daughter, though the width of the sea and 14 years have separated us.
Mother. Oh, it sounds so nice to say that. Mother.
And you'll always be able to say it now, for Mother will never leave you. We'll go back to California, to the United States, to the great free outside which you call the world.
Tell me of your home. We hear much of it through our space phones, and can even see your United States through our universal prism reflectors. But the images are not clear, and your old-fashioned and weak electrical apparatus gives us a particularly mediocre signal.
What a precious infant you are. You know so much more than your mother. Your speech would shame many of our educators. And yet, I wonder if you've been happy here.
Happy? I believe so. We have games. Relaxation, you know.
What sort of games?
When the full rest period comes, in the middle of the day, we gather in the common laboratory, and we may use the entire time, 600 seconds, in working out such mathematical and electrochemical problems as may suit our fancy, even though they haven't the slightest practical value.
And that is relaxation. Your wisdom makes me very sad, my child. You're only a young girl, barely 15 years old, and you should still be playing as a happy child. Don't you ever run and jump and play athletic games? Don't you ever laugh?
No one on Euclidea laughs. Except G-47. And when he laughs, it is only horrible. He is the most brilliant man in the universe, and the most terrible.
Is he abusive, mean, unkind to you?
G-47 would not trouble to be anything but scornful toward any mere human. What am I, or what are you, or anyone else, to a man who is only to raise his hand and destroy a world?
So, that's it. Then this weird colony is made up of mad scientists, bent on world conquest by science. I might have known it.
It is not a pleasant place for some here, I think. Some who have known your world as you know it. But to me, it is all I know.
You will soon know the world as I know it, my dear. I'll take you back to my home. Your home. Why, my estate is larger than this whole island.
And things grow naturally there? Flowers and trees?
Why, of course. Don't you have them here?
You will see in the light of day. We have everything and nothing.
You will come back with us to our world just as quickly as Captain Bradford makes arrangements for us to leave this island.
There are many here who have been trying for years to leave the island. They are still here. And some who have left, they never arrived at any known place.
But there was one person who got safely away, an old sailor, not long ago. He was picked up by a ship in the open sea and sent word of this strange island to the world by radio.
And where is that old sailor now?
He died almost as soon as he got his radio message to the world.
Yes, he died. So you see, no one ever gets away from this island for long.
Joan, you realize what you're saying? Surely you don't mean that his death was not accidental.
I think that I can tell you, all of you, much that will be to your advantage. But we will be overheard now. And it's better that I wait until another time, when Captain Bradford may hear it at the same time. One thing I can tell you now, G-47 thinks that Captain Bradford is the only man in the world who might interfere with his plans.
Then we'll tell the captain. Tex is a brave and clever man, and Jerry Hall is a smart, dependable boy. We'll find a way to get off this island and back to the world, and then...
And then... What?
I didn't see you.
You do not see me now, do you?
These rooms are made of some metal, which allows you to see through it from the outside only.
What a nightmare of life you must lead here.
You will not need to speculate long on the type of existence peculiar to you, Clydia. Your quarters will be assigned to you.
Where are Captain Bradford and Jerry?
You are dangerously impertinent in your inquisitiveness, but it is obviously ignorance. Your fine captain is in solitary confinement, learning a lesson about behavior on the scientific fountainhead of the universe.
What has the captain done to warrant that?
He asked too many questions, and I might add, you, madame, are following the same line.
Be quiet, please, dear mother.
How touching the reunion. Well, little lady, you will bear in mind that your mother's world means nothing to you. You are part of this vast machine. You are Cleostra, the living symbol of the perfect calendar.
My mother tells me my name is Joan.
By this time tomorrow night, your mother will have learned that what she tells you is of no moment here.
Where is Jerry? Is he locked up with the captain?
No. That adolescent walking loudspeaker is waiting without. I will allow him to perform a service for me. You, Cleostra, we'll go with him to the voice transmission chambers. I will direct him to send a message for me. You, madame, may go and talk to your precious captain.
But may
Silence, go. The woman waiting without will conduct you. You may speak to the captain through the wall of his cell, as I now speak to you. Go, I say, go, go.
Goodbye, Joan. I'll see you soon.
Goodbye, Mother. Goodbye.
No time for sentiment here. Come out. Come.
What do you wish of me? Oh, Jerry, I'm glad to see
you. Silence, Cleostra. You will conduct this boy to the voice transmission chambers. Show him the operation of the Euclidea to California voice transmission beam and see that he sends the following message. All is well. We'll send further news later. He will send it to Mrs. Gregory's home operator. Use the signature of the Gregory yacht.
Say, now look here. You can't buffalo me into sending anything of the kind.
Have you seen our solitary confinement cells?
Why, gee.
Jerry, do as he says. I'll explain it all to you later.
Be off. Send that message. Then report to me in my private quarters. Be off. Be off.
Come on, Jerry. There's no use arguing with him.
Oh, I guess you're right. But I'd sure like to punch him on the snozzle. Golly whiskers.
You're a strange boy, Jerry. What does that mean?
What does what mean?
Punch him on the schnozzle, golly whiskers.
You don't speak very good English here, do you?
That I do not know, but I like the way you speak.
Do you? On the level?
On the level?
Yeah, on the level.
Do you not speak in the same manner on the level as you would on an elevation?
Hey, look, one of us is wrong, and I got along all right in school, so it must be you. Now, look, you like me. Is that right?
That is substantially correct, Jerry.
Well, I got that much of it right anyhow. Now, I like you, too.
That is very pleasant, Jerry. We must see each other as often as we are allowed to.
Oh, boy, that's slick.
Slick?
Never mind that now. Just listen. I know all about you for a long time. I got Mrs. Gregory and Tex Bradford to bring me with them just so as I could help find you.
But I have not been lost. Why should you have to find me? I have known where I was at all times.
Well, it's about time I got you off this island. Now, listen. No, don't talk. Just listen. I've dreamed about you for years. It's been in all the papers about your mother looking all over the world for you. And I just got to thinking so much about you that I... Well, golly, well, you're mighty nice.
You are also mighty nice.
Golly whiskers, you got that one right. Now, look, you and I have got to do some figuring about getting off this island. Captain Bradford is locked up because he asked too many questions about how things are done here on this island. And we've got to do something about it.
There's very little we can do, Jerry. G-47 hears and sees all that goes on in Euclidea.
Never mind that. Your mother's been looking for you for 14 years. And Captain Bradford's been helping her for 5 or 6 years. Well, and now that you're found...
But, Jerry...
You were lost. And now that you're found, we're not going to spend the rest of our lives on this island.
Is your world such a wonderful place, then... that it is worth all this worry and trouble and danger merely to attempt to return to it?
Is it worth it? Oh, boy. Wait till I take you to a moving picture premiere on Hollywood Boulevard. You ought to see some of those big shows.
We often watch what you call your moving pictures from here. When we are allowed the time.
Oh, sure. You got machines here.
No, Jerry. We see them being made. I will show you the universal prism reflectors. They may be focused on your Hollywood, and the making of the pictures is quite plain to us here in Euclidea.
Boy, this is a magic island.
My mother's yacht was watched all the time. Every move you made on the trip from your California to our island was seen by our scientists. They did not let me watch, but I heard them talking.
Maybe getting off this island won't be so easy after all.
It will be impossible, Jerry. Oh, but here is the voice transmission chamber. We enter. So? And there's the apparatus you will use.
Where? This is the craziest place. We walk all over the island without making a sound. Then we open the door and we're inside of a room without a sound. And now that we're in here, there isn't a sign of anything to send a message with.
You see that map on the wall? You will push the little lever, the one marked California.
Okay. It's pushed. Now what is that to?
You may now talk to California. Just direct your voice naturally toward that wall.
You know, someday I'm going to write a book about this place. Well, here goes. J24Y to J12C, Los Angeles. Jerry Hall on J24Y to Johnson at J12C. Hello, J12.
J12C to J24Y. Go ahead, J24. I've been waiting for 2 hours for your signal.
Listen, J12. Enough has happened in the last 2 hours to fill a book. We're in terrible danger on the island. Our position is...
So, you silly fool, you would try to deceive me?
Oh, G-47, that terrible ray gun. You've used it on Jerry.
It is a pretty toy, is it not, Cleostra? Would you like to know how it feels?